Blog Talk Radio. You said you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, you can't.
Welcome to Monday Morning Glory. Thank you so much for waking up early with me on this bright, cool in Atlanta Monday morning. I am your host, Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and I appreciate you waking up with me this morning. We missed our time together on last week, and that was because I was in Uganda, Africa, and though we tried to broadcast live from Uganda, we had some technical difficulties that prevented us from doing that last week. But we are back and live on the air this week. Nonetheless, all glory be to God. And so this morning, I just want to take a few minutes to talk to you from 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, and our theme this morning is God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. And our scripture comes from 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, and it reads, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." Again, that's 2 Corinthians 12, 9, 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest in me." So today, as we go through our week or go through our show in preparation for our week, just know that God's grace is sufficient for you. God's grace is sufficient for you. God's grace is sufficient for you. And so please join me in prayer this morning. Father God, we come to you humbly right now, and we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to personally thank you, God, for taking me to and from Africa safely. Thank you for all the many lives that were saved while we were there. Thank you for those individuals who dedicated their life to Christ, who gave their souls to you, God. Thank you for using me as a vessel. Thank you for just the opportunity, God, for I do not take that lightly. And also right now, God, I just want to thank you for all of the individuals whose hands I touched while I was there, everyone that I prayed with, for all the pastors, evangelists, intercessors, elders, and deacons, the overseer there in Uganda, Africa. Please, I want to just ask a special prayer for them this morning. And to now our listeners, God, for everyone who is taking the time out to join us this morning, for those taking the time out to listen to the broadcast later, I pray a special blessing over your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you know that God's grace is sufficient for you. I pray that you know that God is going before you this weekend. God, I pray that you will go before everyone under the sound of my voice. Go before me, oh God. Go before our families. Go before our friends. Go to our job places. Go to the hospitals. Go to the jail. Wherever it is that we will tread this week, wherever our feet will step, God, go there. Send your angels there right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you would send your angels there, pave the way, remove any obstacles that would potentially be in our way, God. Remove any negativity that would be possibly trying to counter against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask that you would send your angels there. Just set the atmosphere. Allow the angels to set the atmosphere and pave the way. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray, and it is so. Amen.
but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor.
It only works when we all do it.
To see my seed.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
For grace.
For what else?
For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good. But it's working. Everything is working
together
for my good. Sing it again. Everything is working
together
for my good. I want you to say this tonight, real simple, say.
Already getting better. That was It's Working by William Murphy. I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs. Hey, listen, the scripture says that my grace is sufficient for you. 2 Corinthians 12:9 is the scripture that we looked at this morning. The scripture says my grace is sufficient for you. Today, know that whatever it is you're dealing with, God's grace is sufficient to get you through any circumstance, any problem, any illness, or any disease. God's grace is sufficient. If you have a drug addiction, if you are suffering from HIV or AIDS, God's grace is sufficient and will get you through. If you are anxious, if you are contemplating suicide, know that God's grace is sufficient. God's grace and mercy lets us know that no matter what our thorn is or what our challenge is whatever that thing is that we can't let go of, God's grace is sufficient to get us through the challenging times. Know that you are a special and lovable person. Know that God loves you and just the way that you are, just for who you are. I want to repeat that. Know that God loves you just the way you are and for just who you are. Today, know that God will meet you right where you are in the condition you are in, no matter what. Beloved, enter this week with gratitude and thanksgiving so that every person you encounter will see the love and positive energy that radiates from the depth of your soul. Go forth and prosper in everything you do today and for the rest of this week. God bless you. I'm Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and this is Monday Morning Glory. Thank you so much for joining me today. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church. Let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
fight,
even in the valley.
Amen.
Oh,
the church say?
Amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so let the church
say,
oh, let the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, let the church, let the church say. Let the church say, amen. Oh, I need you to say it. When you dreamed about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does, let the church say, let the church say.